What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Come on,
what's in the box?
Come on.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most hot and scratchy podcast. My name is Matt, and I am Sans, Skylar, and Andy this week. I'm joined by Hercule. What's up?
Not a lot. The reason why Matt's calling me Hercule is because I shaved off the bottom part of my beard, so now I have this wicked mustache that just goes like straight down and then into sideburns.
So, was Goku cool on the set?
Yeah, well, he's kind of a douche.
Was he?
Self-righteous.
He seems like he's kind of full of himself because he's always the star of the show.
He's like Tom Cruise.
He always
Tom Selleck.
Yeah, and he kept getting his ass arrested, so they always had that, where's Goku episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming back.
It's like writing Lindsay Lohan out of like any show she's been in.
Yeah, we could see right through that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Andy is not here this week. I believe he was mauled by tigers.
Yeah, I think I read that in the news.
Which is weird, because it happened in his bathroom.
I think he was trying to send you a story, too.
Damn it, we'll never know what it is now. It was probably Half-Life 3. We're never going to know.
Yeah. Jesus.
Like how we're both looking at that empty void where Andy usually sits.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I don't like looking straight across, because if I look straight across the table at Matt, there's like so much junk in the way.
Yeah, well, just look me in the eyes.
There's too much junk in my face.
Look in my eyes.
Too much junk in my face to look at your eyes.
So
can't look you in the eye.
What that means for you, the listener, is that this is going to be a very hot and scratchy podcast.
What's just happened is we've lost our easily digestible Andy, so you've just gotten your tonsils taken out, and I'm granola and Matt's coffee.
Exactly.
No ice cream for you, buddy. Hot and scratchy. Hot and scratchy.
We just removed the fiber from your diet.
Get ready.
Everything's coming out rough.
It's only corn and only peanuts. I hope you like peanuts with hot sauce all over them.
Oh, Jesus
hot and scratchy.
Skylar, how was your week?
It was pretty good. I saw that movie Ted.
Did you?
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious.
Was it?
Yeah.
It looked good.
I went in thinking it was going to be funny, so I was worried that it wasn't going to be as funny as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, expectations too high.
Yeah, but it was hilarious. Like, I rarely audibly laugh out loud because I'm so used to the, you know,
because everything's just so funny to you.
Yeah, I'm so used to the exquisite humor of Three Hit Combo Podcast.
Exactly.
Surrounded by it.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find anything that'll top that.
Uh-huh. I know how you feel. I feel like comedy's been ruined for me in a lot of other forms after this.
Like, I'll watch a stand-up comic, and I'm like, puh, I guess that's funny.
Yeah, it would have been funnier if you would have made a pun there, but, you know, whatever.
Jesus. Dollar jars.
Freaking amateur night up here.
It was amateur night, but...
Oh, it was? Okay. Well,
Friggin'
worse than amateur night. Yeah.
It's semi-pro night. I don't know what's worse than amateur.
Bush League. It's Bush League night.
But I went to go see that movie... And it was hilarious. It had me like laughing really obnoxiously loud.
That's good.
So
that means it's funny. I should go see it.
Yeah, I would highly recommend it. I might actually see it a second time, which
really?
I've never done.
Yeah, I've never done that either.
Didn't even see Avengers twice.
Yeah, me either.
But I guess I watched the third Pirates of the Caribbean movie twice.
Oh,
but
I've never seen a movie twice in theaters. But I mean. Yeah. I've seen movies twice.
But I only paid for one ticket, so I don't know if that counts. Someone wanted to go see it with me, and I had already paid for the midnight release.
I see.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
So that was my week. Other than that, it's just been full 40-hour work week and playing some video games.
Mine's been pretty much the same thing, except I didn't go see Ted.
Yeah, I saw.
Stupid.
I beat Assassin's Creed 3.
Nice. How was it?
It was a horrible cliffhanger.
Was it?
Well, I mean, like, it always is. I mean, well, outside of the story.
I don't know. I don't really dislike cliffhangers. Was it a horrible cliffhanger, or was it horrible just because it was a cliffhanger?
It was, you learned quite a bit of information, except for, like, very crucial points of it.
I see.
Like, apparently, the entire time you and your crew have been trying to find this, like, Desmond, not Ezio, obviously.
Yeah.
You've been trying to find this vault, and then you get to it, and then it starts opening, and then it ends.
Mm.
So you don't know what's in it.
I see. What's in the box?
What's in the box? Come on, what's in the box?
Come on.
I always made that joke at Upstream, and no one got that, and I was so upset. I'm like, really? It's not even like an obscure movie.
Look, Skyler, three hit combos here for you.
Okay.
We get that joke. We get all jokes.
They get it.
I was playing GoldenEye Source this week. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
First of all, it's not new. I don't know why I never knew this existed, because I was telling some friends of mine, I'm like, dude, have you heard of GoldenEye Source? I'm like, yeah, that game's awesome. I'm like, what? How could... But you never... I hate you all.
Horrible friends.
Basically, it's a mod for Half-Life 2 on Steam, and it's fan-made, and it's straight-up fucking GoldenEye.
Nice. Like,
it's perfect to a T, a GoldenEye remake, with online multiplayer.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
One of
the only catch is finding a game, though, because the community's not that big.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't had a problem. Well, I really haven't had problems finding a game per se, but I can find one game.
The same people.
Yeah, if that game isn't going so well, or like it's laggy or something, then you're kind of screwed. But you know, if that game's not lagging and it's going well, then yeah, it's extremely fun. I'm just amazed at just how perfect it is. I always play as Baron Smetty.
I always did Jaws.
Jaws, nice. I have a hard time in that game because I'm so used to like color-coded teams.
Uh-huh.
That everyone's wearing like a black shirt and black pants. I don't know who's on my team, so I just end up shooting at people.
My friend plays a Half-Life 2 mod where it's like zombie attacks.
Yeah.
And it seemed really fun because it had like a bunch of different like stages and stuff that people would make with different objectives, like survive this long or get to the helicopter, get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
But it seemed that he had the same problem where there was only like maybe one or two games going at once, or you know, if he found a game at, like on a weekend night or weekend night, the same people would just cycle through it.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I got it on July 4th, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't, like, a single person on. But, like, Friday, after I got off work, so, like, Friday evening at, like, 5 o'clock or something, there was enough people on for a good game.
Nice.
So, I guess you got to hit the prime times.
Yeah. So, is this, like, is there any remake with the graphics or anything like that, or is it just...
The graphics are updated.
Okay.
They're not, like, spectacular, but they're definitely updated to the point where...
If you ever go back and play GoldenEye like I did on the N64, it's just laughable.
The controls are fucking awful. For a first-person shooter on the N64, freaking awful.
Yeah. They were pretty bad.
Yeah, because I played it, like, a little over a year ago again on the N64, and I was just like, how the fuck did I even do this back in the day? Because you gotta look with, like, the C buttons, and it was just, oh, God.
Yeah, the Trident's just kind of confusing after you're not used to it for a while.
Yeah.
We've been spoiled with Xbox and PS3.
We have been.
I mean, it's so easily set up where with the Trident you had to, like, roll your thumb across the C buttons and, like, you couldn't even really touch any stick but the middle one.
Yeah.
You had to, like, hover your hand above the right side of the controller to push buttons. But,
yeah.
All right, well, let's get started.
All right, let's move into some gaming news. Now... Should I play Andy's? I mean, he's not even here.
Nah,
I'm gonna do it anyway.
Okay.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles are glorious.
Andy,
PC master race.
Andy, are you? Where are you?
You know what she did for fun?
He's here.
She was your age.
Andy,
she pushed
it to us.
The stick.
This is game.
Oh, there he is again.
With a stick.
Andy.
I think he's gone.
What happened?
I think he's a bird now.
Oh my God.
He's free.
8 gigabytes of storage required to play Halo 4 multiplayer. That's a lot.
Fuck that. That's if that was on my PS3, which I know it's Halo. that would take up a fifth of my memory.
Holy shit.
Or, yeah, because I have the 40 gig.
Storage is cheap now. You can upgrade that pretty easily.
I can, but I don't want to.
Okay.
That's my choice.
I'll accept it. A new page on the Xbox website reveals that gamers playing Halo 4 will need a lot of storage to get the game running right. According to Microsoft, players will need at least an 8GB USB flash drive or an Xbox 360 hard drive to play Halo 4 multiplayer. A hard drive is highly recommended for players who want the optimal experience.
So working experience.
What?
So working experience, right?
Working experience?
Like, optimal experience means the game works.
Oh, yeah.
It's inoptimal when it doesn't work at all.
Yeah, exactly. It's unclear how much space Halo 4 will actually require to even be playable, much less run at top settings, but it's got to be a few gigabytes if Microsoft is putting out this warning. The page doesn't differentiate between online versus offline play or between the game's Spartan Ops co-op mode and competitive multiplayer.
I'd imagine that, you know, playing offline wouldn't require too much data. Like, it seems like it'd probably just be online.
Playing offline. That's funny. That's going to die out. Even single player requires an internet connection on a lot of games anymore. More importantly, Xbox owners with a 4GB model console will most likely be forced to pay for some extra storage. That seems like a pretty raw deal, especially for anyone who just signed up for Microsoft's subscription-based hardware plan. Did we talk about that on here?
I'm not sure.
Basically, you get a 4GB Xbox for $99. And you pay $15 a month for Xbox Gold for 2 years. It's like a contract. So in the end, you end up paying more, but it's easier to pay. So.
And it's 4GB or 40?
Four gig. Yeah, that's like their bare bones one. It comes with 4 gigs of storage.
Can you upgrade it?
You can upgrade it. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
You can upgrade it, but yeah, that's their.
I wasn't sure if it was like warranty, like. Oh, well, I guess you're not on the contract anymore. Well, fuck it.
No, you can upgrade it. But the problem with Xbox trying to upgrade your hard drive is you can only use, like, the Xbox hard drives. Whereas PS3, that's not necessarily the case. I know Andy said he took an external hard drive and put it in his PS3.
Yeah, you can. I know there's, I can't remember which brand specifically, but there is a brand of laptop hard drives that fit pretty well on a PS3.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of sucks. Because their prices are way inflated.
Yeah.
The Wii U online features will be free, says Nintendo.
That's good. I mean, it's following suit with PS3. That's one thing that's always bothered me about the Xbox 360. Like, the main selling point for me with the PS3 was that online was free. Because, if I'm dropping a bunch of money for the games and the console and everything like that, I kind of want something back. It seemed like.
Yeah, well, the point for me when I got a 360 is that I would pay for online because at the time, the online was a lot better.
Yeah.
It was a lot better.
I mean, now isn't it the same price still? Like from
same price, the 360?
Like, yeah, the 360's online.
Like, yeah, it's the same price. Actually, no, I think it went up like $10 like a year ago. But if you get it from Newegg, you can get a year for like $35 instead of the regular 60. The Wii U will not charge for the ability to play games online or access any other online feature, Nintendo President Satoru Iwata told shareholders this week. In other words, Nintendo has no plan to bring a system like the Microsoft's Xbox Live Gold or the PlayStation Plus, is that what it's called? Plus?
Yeah.
To the console. Iwata says he feels that making online features free for everyone will help spread information about popular products by word of mouth. Lowering the number of fees on consumers will also likely help both hardware and software sales. Separately, Iwata also disclosed that a group of third-party developers were given access to the upcoming console at the same time as the company's own studios. Iwata hopes that giving outside developers more time will translate into quicker turnaround for the first wave of third-party Wii U titles.
Yeah, that seems to be an issue when they come out with, at least when the 3DS came out, is they came out with a bunch of really crappy Nintendo-specific games.
And especially when you launch a console, you got to have a good list of games to go with it, because why would you buy it to play Scribblenauts, you know?
Yeah, when the Wii came out, I remember one of the only things you could do with it for the first like maybe 3 months is Wii Sports.
Yeah, so yeah, that sucks. It's like, well, I got the sweet Wii. What kind of games you got for it? Well, Wii Sports. I've had it for about 3 months waiting on a new one.
They got Ping Pong. Ping Pong's out.
All right. Now, even though Andy's not here, the Anal Network is still going strong.
All right.
Sony is buying streaming game service Gaikai for $380 million to establish a new cloud service. We talked about this a few weeks ago that it might be happening. Well, it's happened. Nice. Now we all got to live with it. Just accept it. Accept it!
Hot and scratchy.
Sony announced this morning on July 2nd that it will purchase gaming streaming service Gaikai for $380 million in a definite agreement, in quotes. Oh, I should have said that in my quote speak. In a definite agreement that will see cloud gaming head to Sony Computer Entertainment's various properties. This includes possibly PlayStation 3 and Vita, but also their Bravia televisions.
I know the PS3 already has cloud storage where you can store a lot of your stuff on there, and that's not really hard to do.
Mm-mm.
So that was pretty easy for them to set up. So this cloud gaming shouldn't be terribly hard for them to do after they've already established the storage.
Gaikai was recently rumored to be seeking a buyer for the lofty tune of $500 million. Today's news sees them coming up to about $120 million short of that number. No word if they use the Pawn Stars as mediators. Look, Gaikai wants $500 million. PS3, what are you offering? I'll give you $200. Look, PS3, honestly, I mean, Gaikai, a streaming gaming service. I mean, come on.
$16.
You can come up more on that, can't you? PS3 is like, fine, $250. And Gaikai's like, $450. Look, Gaikai, I mean, who are you? Like, can you really command that kind of money?
What are you going to do with it, huh? After you part it out, what are you going to do with that money, huh?
Look, let me call one of my friends. He's an expert in streaming gaming services.
Yeah, turns out you're only worth about $380.
No.
Microsoft obtains an Xbox 8 domain name. Through the National Arbitration Forum, Microsoft has won the rights to a series of Xbox-related domain names formerly owned by Changwon of China. One of the, you know, domain squatter.
Oh, okay.
Buys domain names. And I don't know why people still think that's going to work, because big companies can get their domain names back, you know?
Yeah.
Because I can get, like, say, I'll squat on Xbox 9 and say, if they want it, they can come get it. You know, the court will give it to them. Happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The disputed domains include things like XboxCompanion.com, XboxLiveTV.com, XboxPhone.com, and XboxTablet.com, but also Xbox8.org and Xbox8.us. Microsoft was likely most interested in regaining these just to protect its own intellectual property, and the immediate use of things like Xbox Live TV and Xbox Phone seem apparent. It's tempting to suspect that Microsoft is eyeing Xbox 8 as the next console name due to the two domains that reference it. However, Microsoft has already begun integrating Xbox Live and the Xbox name into all its consumer products, including Windows 8. Also, it would be really weird if a domain squatter guessed the name.
That would be kind of funny, yeah.
It would be funny. I also heard another thing that the next Xbox might be called Xbox Infinity, and there's really no Infinity symbol on the keyboard, unless you turn it 90 degrees and it's an 8.
Yeah.
But you know people are just going to call it Xbox 8. You know, the infinity symbol's not going to come out in your head.
Yeah.
And you know, like, your grandma or something's going to be like, I got you the Xbox 8.
Yeah, there's Infinity is just kind of a mouthful.
I'm fine with Xbox Infinity. It's a lot better than the other names I've heard.
Yeah.
I'll accept the mouthful.
Just don't swallow. You're not a whore.
I know. Minecraft 1.3 to merge single and multiplayer, coming August 1st.
Sweet.
Minecraft version 1.3 is on the way, and this update looks to be a doozy. The more sweeping change will see a merging of single player and multiplayer modes. More specifically, the single player, as everyone knows, will now be a shell on top of multiplayer, in quotes. I didn't do my quote speech.
Aww.
The reason behind the change, according to Mohang, is to accommodate the upcoming modding API, which otherwise would have required modders to create multiple versions of each mod, one for single player and one for multiplayer. The downside is that single player games will require a little more computing power, though Mohang is hoping to smooth things out in 1.4. Other additions in 1.3 will include emeralds and emerald ore, the ability to buy items from villagers, the ability to write in books, and an optional bonus chest that helps players get started quicker, and more. Minecraft 1.3 is slated to arrive August 1st.
I don't want to be that guy.
I'm just going to be that guy. Everyone, that guy alert. Oh, go ahead.
When I started playing Minecraft way back when it was beta, I have my hipster glasses on.
He does. He really have his hipster glasses on.
It was hard to start. You had to find coal, and you had to mine, and everything was like bullshit at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you built everything up. So stuff with, like, when they converted wood into charcoal, that whole thing, that bothered me a lot just because coal was one of the main resources you had to get at the beginning to survive.
Yeah.
And then now with some sort of jumpstart starter kit, it's kind of dumb.
It is optional, so
yeah,
you don't necessarily have to use it. But, yeah, I didn't play in beta, but I played after they introduced charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played pretty like you would have. Like, I looked for coal first because I didn't know you could make charcoal.
Yeah.
But now when I play, yeah, I make charcoal.
Yeah, when I first started playing for, like, the first, I want to say month and a half I was playing, I didn't know you can change it to peaceful mode.
Oh, yeah.
So I was, like, sitting there, and, like, every night I'd have to dig myself into a hole and then, you know, put the dirt back up above me so monsters couldn't kill me.
That's the best. I remember one time I was stuck in the middle of a lake. Like, I was just right out in the middle, and if I went a little bit to the left, the creatures on that island would notice me. Mm-hmm. And, I'd back away, and you'd see them kind of go back and do their thing. But if I move a little bit to the right, the creatures on that island notice me. And so, basically, I just, like, stuck in the middle of this thing.
Yeah, I was swarmed by three zombies and a spider one time, and I just swam away from them. And I was just sitting there all night holding my space button until day came. And I was just like, this sucks. Like, imagine treading water for 12 hours.
You know what sucks is, like, mining through a cave, and then you kind of start mining up, and, you break that last block, and water starts gushing through.
Oh, yeah.
So either, like, what do? Do you go back, or do you try and swim up?
See, I normally,
going back would probably be the safest, but I always went up. I would find myself, like, at the bottom of the ocean, just swimming as fast as I could to get to the top.
So you didn't drown?
Yeah. There's been times where I made it up to the surface, and then, like, I couldn't see land. And I'm like, shit. Because you can't go back down, because now that's all flooded, so now I just got to start swimming.
That's why you have to have the compass, kids.
Yeah. And from the Snow Network.
Oh, yeah.
Activision reveals Walking Dead first-person shooter. Activision has announced a new game based on The Walking Dead, not to be confused with Telltale's episodic The Walking Dead adventure game. Activision's version is a first-person action game based on AMC's The Walking Dead TV show. Developed by Terminal Reality, which has given us such great games as Def Jam Rapster and Kinect Star Wars, The Walking Dead will revolve around Daryl Dixon and his brother Merle on a haunting, unforgiving quest to make their way to the supposedly safe Atlanta. Players will control Daryl as they attempt to avoid detection from zombies that hunt using sight. The sound and smell will... Really? Smell? Sound and smell will choose between fighting them or using a stealth to avoid detection. I don't even know what that sentence is supposed to mean.
Yeah, I can't wrap my mind around that one. I guess it means
avoid detection from zombies using sight, sound, and smell, and will choose between fighting them or stealth. Okay. That sentence just was structured a little weird. But the zombies use sight, sound, and smell.
So you have to, like, walk slowly and not be sweaty, I guess.
Yeah, you can't be sweaty. Gotta take
free. So Loki's fucked.
You gotta bathe. Yeah, but he'll just throw zombies around. He's strong.
Yeah.
I don't like you around me.
Get away, douchebag.
You can donkey kick their heads off. What else has Terminal Reality developed? Okay. They made the Ghostbusters video game. The recent one.
Oh,
not the bad one. The recent one.
I heard that one was actually okay, but it was just so random that no one cared.
Yeah, I kind of saw reviews. People, enjoyed it. It wasn't really that bad, but they made Blood Rain and Monster Truck Madness, among others.
Sounds like a quality set list they got there.
Yeah. All right, so that will do it for gaming news. You want to take your shot with the bottle?
I'm going to take my shot.
Good fucking luck.
All right, yeah, it's overflowing.
I still haven't emptied that trash can. So.
I see all of the bottles, like, next to the trash can, so this is going to be something. Hold on. Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Balanced on top.
That's amazing, to be honest. We were kind of talking before the podcast, like, how far does that extend up? Because there's a lot of stuff on top of the trash can, so technically, you're not in the trash can, but you're within the pile of stuff on top of it.
So, I mean, like, at what point does the trash can cease to matter because the pile is just so big?
Yeah. We can't have it like, you know, in American football, you know, the goalposts for kicking a field goal apparently extend up into space.
Yeah.
Because you can, like, kick that thing really high, and, you know, if it goes between those two things. But we've had times where you got it stuck behind, like, the bookshelf, mm-hmm. and we didn't count that. So, I mean, if, you know, if the trash can extended to space, your shooting average would be a little bit higher.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that, like, maybe we should probably just empty the trash.
Well.
And by we, I mean you, when I leave.
I'll probably do it just before next week's podcast.
Okay.
All right, so let's move on to technology news.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with Three Hit Combo.
Coca-Cola in Central America will soon be sold in bottle-shaped, eco-friendly plastic bags.
Plastic bags?
Plastic bags. Apparently, in many parts of Central America, expensive soda drinks like Coca-Cola are served up in Ziploc bags now instead of glass or plastic bottles, so they're more affordable. And so the iconic and highly recognizable shape of the Coke bottle isn't lost because the bag is shaped like a Coke bottle. I like freaking Gizmodo. The sugar water maker has created these Coca-Cola bags as a low-cost alternative to traditional packaging. Besides being cheaper to produce and probably even cheaper to ship, the Coca-Cola bags are supposedly more eco-friendly than plastic bottles, and even glass bottles and cans, which require quite a bit of energy to recycle.
I remember seeing a scene in Hangover 2 where mm-hmm. Zach Galifianakis's character talks about the bag of Fanta that he's drinking.
Bag of Fanta. Warning from the FBI. If you have the Allurion virus, I am terrible at pronouncing things. I'm going to go with that. If you have, I'm just going to call it Al. If you have Al on your computer, you
Big
will.
Al? If you have me on your computer, brother.
You will get kicked off the internet on Monday. So why? You better check that shit. Oh, I'll explain why. I'll get to
okay.
it. I'll get to it.
Feed
stop,
me.
Stop crowding me.
Hot and scratchy.
If you have a virus on your machine, there is a very real risk you will get kicked off the internet on Monday. Web users are being warned to ensure that their computers are clear of the nasty AL/DNS changer bot. I think it's Allurion. I really... Allurion.
I'd say that Allurion.
Allurion.
It or sounds, Luron.
It sounds weird, though, you know?
I mean, I guess it could be like Allurion. Like, well, like the word allure is A-L-L-U-R-E and then O-N.
Allurion. Yeah, we're on that. It can be Three Hit Combo Podcast pronunciation discussion. This piece of software found its way onto hundreds of thousands of computers worldwide late last year. Those sons of bitches. The software was designed to redirect you away from trusted websites towards spoof websites in a bid to steal your financial and personal information. When the attack was noticed, the FBI took the unusual step of setting up a safety net, routing infected machines through their server to stop the spoof attacks. So basically, the FBI set up a server that if you had the virus, instead of going through their servers, you would go through the FBI servers, which would reroute you back to where you're supposed to go.
Okay, so I guess the best way I can think of this is like the game Plumber, where you have like the water going from one place to another and you have a series of pipes. Well, they have a pipe that's set up to turn you, and the FBI has its separate pipe to turn you after that.
Yeah, well, we could easily turn this into, you know, internet lingo. See, in the game Plumber, the internet version, you have a series of tubes.
Okay.
All right, you know, because the internet's a series of tubes.
Yeah.
And now your tube usually goes from point A to point B. Well, you see, the malware wants you to go from point A to point C. Now, what the FBI does is puts another pipe between point A and point C that turns you back around to point B.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Series of tubes.
Al Gore would be proud. These servers will be taken down on Monday, and when this happens, people still infected are likely to lose their internet connection without warning. Now, here's what this article says. The warnings about the problem have been splashed across Facebook and Google. I have not seen a single thing.
Yeah.
Gonna be honest. Now, what it sounds like this virus is something that'd probably be pretty easily detectable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm no super sleuth, but I could probably detect that I have a virus if I go to, like, Amazon.com instead of Amazon, you know?
Or Spraymal instead of PayPal.
Despite repeated alerts, the number of computers that are probably infected is about more than 277,000 worldwide, down from about 360,000 in April. Of those still infected, the FBI believes 64,000 are in the United States. So not a lot. Chances are you don't have it, but, you know, it's easy to check up. If you just search, like, Aleron virus, A-L-U-R-E-O-N, you'll find, like, websites right away. Like, find out if your computer has it.
I have two more before we move on. Facebake and MySpoof.
MySpoof. No one's going to go to MySpoof because no one goes to MySpace.
I guess, yeah. You won't bounce around, and you don't really put your financial information in there.
Yeah, and that's
unless
like
someone wants to hack.
That's
your
like getting rerouted to Feenster.com. Like anyone was going to go to Friendster in the first place.
Or NounPets.
NounPets.
It's like NeoPets, but grammatical. Or Zynga.
Instead
of Zanga.
Oh, okay.
Or Love Journal.
Isn't Zynga a website though?
I don't know.
Love Journal.
I don't know. Isn't that the ones that do like the Texas Hold'em poker stuff? Zynga?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe I'm just saying it weird. All right, moving on.
Skyler, do you remember ACTA?
I do indeed.
Well, there's a means to celebrate. See, the European Parliament was basically voting on whether or not to kill ACTA right now, or to send it on to more discussion or deliberation. And basically, this had ramifications for the entire world.
Yeah.
You know, if Europe kills it, is anyone else going to sign on to this?
Yeah, Europe's kind of the flagship of legislation right now.
So, in a 478-39 vote, the parliament decided to reject ACTA once and for all.
Nice.
In a friggin' landslide.
So, and this was the one that was like nationwide surveillance of the internet to like keep people from stealing
stuff. Yeah, they say to keep people safe, but, you know, it's basically to watch over you, make sure you're not doing anything you're not supposed to be doing.
Big brother whatnots.
Yeah, so
1984 for real.
So that's awesome. I guess that's all I could put it as is. Sweet. Thanks, Europe. We owe you one.
Yeah. Really, really dodged a bullet, world.
Yeah. Skyler, do you know anything about the Higgs boson particle?
Yes.
I know it exists. I know a little bit about it.
I've heard the name before.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is try to explain it.
All right.
Now, I'm going to say
I'm going to use crude analogies now, like a turd in a toilet.
Let's hope not. Now, I'm no scientist, as people can probably guess. When I fill out job applications, I put down some college. So I do know words. And I will try and use them to explain the Higgs boson particle.
All right.
Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the Wikipedia article. But I'm going to do it under simple English.
All right.
And I have other, you know, little anecdotes on what I'm going to say. But the Higgs boson is an elementary particle whose possible discovery was announced on July 4, 2012. Which, by the way, Neil deGrasse Tyson posted on Twitter two articles. One was from Europe and one was from the United States. And he's like, well, look at how far Europe's science is ahead of the United States. And on July 4th, it had, you know, Higgs boson, the God particle discovered at the Large Hadron Collider at CERN. And in the United States, it was like the United States Marine Biology Center disproves the existence of mermaids.
Nice.
European researchers at CERN suggest that the Higgs boson exists. More investigations need to establish this, but scientists think that boson is what gives mass to elementary particles, so it's where mass comes from.
Okay.
Which, you know, we didn't know beforehand. Higgs bosons obey the conservation of energy law, which states that no energy is created or destroyed, but instead is transformed. First, the energy starts out as a gauge boson that interacts with the Higgs field. The energy is in the form of kinetic energy as movement. After the gauge boson interacts with the Higgs field, it is slowed down. This slowing reduces the amount of kinetic energy in the gauge boson, but as we know, energy is not destroyed, it's transferred. So what that means is it is converted into mass energy, which is normal mass that comes from energy. The mass created is what we call a Higgs boson. the amount of mass created comes from Einstein's famous equation E equals mc squared, which states that mass is equal to a large amount of energy. An example, 1 kilogram of mass is equivalent to 90 quadrillion joules of energy.
Okay, so it requires energy to just be.
Yes.
Okay.
What people are thinking is that if we can harness this kind of thing, we can maybe use the Higgs boson
to get
some energy. You know?
Yeah.
Higgs bosons are used in a variety of science fiction stories. Noting the elusive search for the Higgs boson, the term God particle was coined by Nobel laureate Leon Lederman, director emeritus of Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory. That's a mouthful. However, the scientific community generally disapproves of the nickname. The existence of the particle neither proves nor disproves an existence of a god.
Very cynical.
Yeah.
Whoa. That nickname's not cool. All right. That's our word.
Yeah. Well, you know, basically someone called it the God particle because of how much potential it has.
Yeah.
But they're like, well, yeah, let's not go that far.
I mean, like, what? So what it does is just it can, by further our understanding of this particle, we can convert mass to energy and energy to mass. That's what it seems.
That's what it seems.
So
two non-scientists explain probably one of the biggest scientific discoveries of the last century.
Could have been three, Andy. I know you're listening.
Could have been three. He's probably still somewhere in these rafters. Is he a bird or a ghost? You said he was a bird, but I didn't see a bird.
Maybe he's a ghost bird.
Ooh, never thought of that.
Yeah. There you go. Or maybe he's like one of those zombie bats from Resident Evil Umbrella Corps.
Don't even start. I hate bats in any video game. They're always flying around. They're always the hardest to kill.
And that you never get anything good from them.
No, never.
No good comes from fighting a bat.
Yeah, a bat can't hold armor.
Yeah, it's not going to give you money.
Yeah, you know, it's a bat, not a pterodactyl. If it was a pterodactyl, that'd be cool, because there'd be some sweet loot.
Yeah, and, you know, it'd be a little bit easier to kill, because it's big.
Exactly, yeah.
And it soars, it doesn't flutter.
More surface area, yeah, to shoot at, or stab at, or whip at, if you're Simon Belmont.
Yeah, or Indiana Jones.
That too. All right, so that will do it for technology news. I shouldn't have ended with the Higgs boson explanation, because some people are probably like, really, these guys, I don't think they have the know-how to really explain this.
I guess we showed them. No, we probably didn't. There's probably a lot of stuff we just glanced over.
Yeah, what are you going to do next? Tell us how hard it is to live in the ghetto? Well, from my experience... Yeah. All right, Skyler, let's move on to news.
All righty.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. That was weird. I'm not used to just two fists.
Yeah. I held up a third one, but it didn't feel the same.
No, it's...
Because I couldn't fully exert myself in either way.
Oh, it's not the same.
Just so everyone knows, we hold up our fists whenever the news team assembles.
Yes, that's true. We do. See, here's a story specifically for Andy, and he's not here.
Aww.
The world's most expensive cupcake goes on sale in Dubai.
In Dubai?
Yeah, in Dubai.
Okay.
The world's most expensive cupcake is now on sale for the cost of $1,007.
Does it have gold?
Yes.
Yes!
Made using 23-carat edible gold sheets, the Golden Phoenix went on sale Thursday to celebrate the opening of cupcake franchise's Bloomberries in the Dubai Mall. Other high-end ingredients include organic flour and butter imported from the UK, Italian chocolate, and vanilla beans from Uganda. For added decadence, the costly cupcake is presented on a 24-carat gold stand, alongside a golden spoon topped with chocolate icing, strawberries dipped in edible gold, and various other adornments.
What was it? The most expensive dessert that that was one of our first snow patrols, caused one of the first Andy rages. That one had a bunch of edible gold sheets, and I saw the guy putting it on, and it looks really stupid.
I thought one of the first Andy rages was the gold Atari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I can't remember if it was that or the dessert.
I thought it was the gold Atari, because he was mad that it was encased in gold, but then he was also more mad that it didn't work.
Yeah. I know that was easily, like, one of the biggest.
Yeah, he freaked out.
Yeah.
We had to calm him down for days after that.
Yeah. He would just be sitting there and just go, "What the fuck? What the fuck?"
Just if I was sitting there and they presented that cupcake to me, I would just push off the table and tell them to shut the fuck up.
It's like he's really here.
It's like he's here.
Oh, and then we have the giant picture of Andy.
We do. Oh, we should have put the picture of Andy on the chair.
I'm on it.
All right. He set the chair down, and then he's taking the picture off the wall. Be careful. And then he's going to set the picture down so it sits on the chair. You're going to... Wow. Stand straight up. What do you know? It's like he's here.
I was trying to lean it, and it doesn't lean. I have to, like, prop it straight up. Yep. Lower the mic down for him. Yeah.
Andy, I'm glad you could make it. We're almost done with the podcast. We only have a couple more stories left, but how was your week?
I want to poop on your chest.
Andy, that's kind of forward. I don't know if I can... Stop it. All right, Andy's scaring me. Take it away. Take it away.
Well, I'll turn him around.
It's scaring me. Oh.
Oh, God.
Now he's not looking at us anymore.
We flipped the picture. Oh, Jesus. That was frightening.
Yeah, I was scared for my life there for a second. A Massachusetts man pays off his mortgage with 800 pounds of pennies.
800 pounds?
800 pounds. A Massachusetts man's notion to pay off his mortgage in pennies started out as a joke 35 years ago, then became an obsession, and finally turned into reality. In April, Thomas Daigle delivered two 400-pound boxes holding more than 62,000 pennies on the steps of Milford Federal Savings and Loan Association to make the last payment on the home he and his wife Sandra bought when they were married in 1977. Now, that seems like a dick move, to be honest.
Yeah.
But apparently he called the bank and they were 100% for it. I'm going to guess that the manager of the bank was 100% for it and didn't have to count any of the fucking pennies.
Yeah, it's probably what it went.
But he's been saving up pennies ever since. Sandra always thought it was cute when he picked up a penny and said, "This is for our mortgage payment."
That'd just be kind of annoying.
Yeah. It's like, okay, shut up about the mortgage payment already.
We get it.
All right, Thomas. I'm going to start calling you Thomas, not hubby. I don't know what their pet names are.
Yeah.
Master and commander, I don't know.
Mistress. Mistress and slave.
He called me mistress, I call him master and commander.
Oh, captain, my captain. He's oh, captain, my captain, and I'm his Tennille.
All right, Skyler, you know where we're going next.
Is it to Florida?
Well, you know, first of all, we're going to go, we got to go to my car, and okay. We got to go get gas, probably some food. All
right.
On the way there, I'm going to need you to book a hotel because we're going to go all the way down the interstate. It's going to be a little while, and we're going to find ourselves in Florida. Oh, God damn it. I hate clicking ads. You know, we win the back, you know, the sides of the page are ads, and I try and click off the soundboard to the page.
Yeah.
What's this one? New Times Insider only. Become an insider today and sign up to win our monthly prize package. I don't fucking care.
What could you give me in a monthly prize package that I want?
Yeah, New Times Miami blogs. What the fuck can you give me? And will you ship it here? Do I have to be a member of Florida? I mean, a resident of Florida. Director of 6-year-old's raunchy rap video, Booty Pop, says, "I don't regret it."
Booty Pop?
Yes. The internet is scornful again. This time, it's a music video called Booty Pop, in which a 6-year-old South Florida aspiring rapper named Albert Roundtree Jr. uses a super soaker to hose down gyrating chicks in bikinis, which has made the World Wide Web very angry. We're going to play a little bit of this video.
Okay.
And the video itself is crazy, but listening to a 6-year-old rap is also kind of weird.
Okay, I'll just hit it with the audio. So I'll try to watch it in the reflections from your glasses.
Okay, yeah, good. And look into my eyes when you do it. Vibe thought about calling child services upon viewing the sexualization of a 6-year-old. But yesterday, they talked to the director of the film. I'm sorry, I'm trying to skip over some parts here. Because I didn't highlight, like, an adult. Yeah. I was just like, text, highlight it. The director behind the video says, "It's supposed to be a joke, but I'd say about 30% of the people watching it found it funny," admitted Tyler Council, president of Frozen Time Productions, which is based in Oakland Park. "But I still don't regret it." That's, I don't know, that's a six-year-old.
Really?
A six-year-old.
Like, what are you going to regret?
Yeah. I am trying to find a great quote that I don't think... Skyler, stall for me.
Do what?
Stall for me.
Okay.
Say things.
So today I had my my friend over for... I didn't have my friend over. I was working all day. So I always yell at people because I work at a gas station. And they'll come in and ask me, like, do we sell Mountain Dew? And I'll tell them, is that a serious question? I will tell this to their face because the general manager, for some reason, thinks I'm the best worker there. And I'll be like, is that a serious question? Are you really wondering if we... No, we're the one gas station on the planet Earth that doesn't sell Mountain Dew.
All right, all right. Calm down, calm down. I didn't mean to get you into a tizzy.
We do sell Mountain Dew.
I believe you.
Okay.
But do you sell Coke?
Yeah.
Okay. A Vibe.com writer points out, "Let's be real, if Albert was a six-year-old girl swimming in a sea of dick soup, singing about making her booty pop, would it still be so funny and amusing then?" That's a
yeah.
good, that's a good point.
I mean, but I just think, because it's dick soup.
I think dick soup is funny, so that's why I wanted to find that.
Yeah, I would say that's funny.
But it makes a good point. Like, if there was a girl... If a six-year-old girl in a pool with a bunch of sweaty guys singing about her booty popping, this wouldn't be considered a joke by anybody, but because it's a six-year-old boy rapper with 30-year-old asses in his face, we're all like, you go, kid!
Yeah, all rock right, and roll!
Here's a little bit of it. I'm just going to play a little bit, but here we go.
I like that hook. Black. I was just hoping.
Yeah.
Because if he's white, I'm going to hate to see him more.
No, he's a black guy. Come on, girl, I love you most. Come to my grill and have a see? Toast. You hear that? He's six. Who would listen to this in their car?
Like, the beat's even really bad. It's like he's playing this on his little toy xylophone.
Now, if I saw the parents, I would say kill him before it breeds, but too late because they made this kid.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the six-year-old breed it. I was like,
no,
what?
No. Kill it before it lays eggs.
Kill it with fire.
All right, and our final story for news and the final story for What the Florida. A man named Mark Christopher Miller threatened two women, and he was armed. He was dual-wielding. What two things was he dual-wielding, Skyler? What do you think he has?
A dildo.
No, but that's a good guess.
Ah, damn it.
Okay. One is an actual weapon. The other is not.
Okay. A gun.
No.
Damn it. That was my weapon guess. Let's see if I can get the non-weapon.
Non-weapon.
The
non-weapon is edible.
Is it a cucumber?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I was hoping.
And I thought you were
going to
guess cucumber, too. No, he was armed with a sword and a peanut butter sandwich.
Damn.
He got in this altercation with two women. One of them was pregnant. He smeared one woman in the face with a peanut butter sandwich. Deputies drove to the 6 foot 3 inches, 260-pound man's, I guess, trailer? I guess I said it was a trailer park, but I don't know if he lived at said trailer park. Basically, he was a large man, though.
Yeah.
Large man armed with a 4 foot sword and a sandwich.
He's how tall? And how much?
Six foot three, 260 pounds.
That's 30 pounds more than me and two more inches. So I'm about that build.
Yeah, so.
Roughly.
Yeah, so very large man. He ripped a piece of padding from the inside of the patrol car with his teeth. Zombies.
Oh, zombies.
But so let this be warning to people. If you arm yourself with a sword and a sandwich, you're going to get arrested.
Yeah.
It's just not going to go
well. He should have just gone out with the sandwich. Maybe dual-wielding the sandwiches.
He should have just put the sandwich in his pocket, so then when he got arrested, he wouldn't have to chew the cushion. He could just eat the sandwich.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to the sandwich. Did he smear it and then drop it?
I don't know.
Like, was there a retaliation?
Was it evidence? Like, yeah. Is it in a plastic bag now? In a fridge somewhere, and someone's going to accidentally eat it? Be like, no, you ate the evidence! Oh, now we can't put this guy away!
Like, was it just a peanut butter sandwich? Because those are kind of gross. Like, that has to kind of be something else.
It says just peanut butter. It says peanut butter sandwich.
That's weird. Was the bread toasted? Because maybe crumbs got in her eye.
It does not say.
That would really get her.
Usually,
that'd get me.
Usually, I kind of like peanut butter sandwiches. I wouldn't toast the bread if I was eating a peanut butter sandwich. Like, if I had a piece of toast, I would toast that. Or I guess, how do I explain this? I would put peanut butter on a piece of toast. Therefore, you can assume that it was already toasted.
Okay.
But if I have two pieces together, like bread, I don't know if I'd toast it for a peanut butter sandwich.
So, an open-faced sandwich, peanut butter style.
Yeah.
Like, you toast the bread.
Yes.
But if it was just one, or if it was two pieces of bread, it would just be cold.
You know what I did earlier today? I cooked bacon in the oven. Let me tell you, that's the way to go.
Is it good?
It's good. It's cooked evenly, and the cleanup's really easy because you put foil on there, and so when the grease is not wet anymore, you just wrap it up and throw it away.
Let me tell you, Matt, that's one hell of a tangent.
It was one hell of a tangent.
But, yeah, it sounds like something I should try.
But, you know, we were talking about food, and I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
It's excellent.
So there you go. Little cooking advice from Hot and Scratchy.
Cooking advice from Hot and Scratchy, 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Hot and Scratchy.
We're going to start our new cooking show very shortly.
Yeah.
We should have a cooking show. That'd be amazing.
I feel like not a lot would get done, and we'd only teach people how to, like, cook really bad food. Not bad food, but just not complicated food that doesn't need to be taught.
I don't know. You know, I've been actually cooking more lately, so I just go to allrecipes.com and put in what I'm hungry for. And then I find a recipe and I go to the store and get the shit and make it. Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Like, I know how to make, like, really good budget meals. Like, I can make some mean spaghetti with, you know, like, customize the spaghetti sauce and whatnot with seasonings.
I made a sweet flatbread pizza with my own pizza sauce.
Nice. I can do chicken enchiladas.
That's good.
I can do those.
I make a mean chicken teriyaki.
Nice.
I want to make egg rolls, though.
Egg rolls?
Yeah.
I've made crab rangoon before.
I don't like crab rangoon, so I have not ventured there.
Yeah. My crab rangoon was baked.
So oh, I see.
Wasn't all big and crunchy.
Yeah. So that will do it for food talk. That will do it for What the Florida, and that will do it for news. And what do you know? That will do it for Hot and Scratchy's edition of 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Hot and Scratchy.
So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com, find us on gpxgaming.net, youtube.com, search 3-Hit Combo Podcast, and Skyler's taking his final shot. Go for it.
Here we go.
Whoa, way off.
I overshot it.
Well, way to send us off on a sour note.
Hit the rafters, and it's probably scared off Andy's ghost.
Probably. So, for Skyler, I mean Hercule, this is Matt signing out.